The Jewish hospital was founded in 1923, but in 1936 it moved into the building you see today on Jure Jakovica Street. It was then the only Jewish hospital in Yugoslavia. Poor members of the Jewish community were treated free of charge, while those with limited funds paid only a couple of dinars a day. The hospital's income consisted largely of donations. It was open to everyone, not only Jews. Indeed, the warmth of the Jewish fraternity made this hospital exceptional. The hospital had four operating rooms, as well as an X-ray, a cardiograph, a modern laboratory, central heating, and an impressive number of bathrooms for its era. All the rooms were soundproofed, and each had a terrace or a partially covered outdoor room. In each room, there were phone and radio connections, and each bed had its own closet. The rooms also had a wash basin with hot and cold water. Patients and staff were provided with kosher meals according to Jewish dietary law. The Jewish hospital had an extraordinary staff. Every Jewish doctor, male or female, who worked in Subotica was given the opportunity to participate in the hospital's medical service. One of them, an excellent surgeon named Imre Wilhelm, returned to Subotica after only 4 months at the famous Mayo Clinic in America. He applied the experience he'd gained in healthcare administration in Subotica's Jewish hospital. After World War II, it became a state-run maternity hospital. Nowadays, the building functions as a school of economics.